Hey all, it's your Partially Examined Life host, Mark Lintonmeyer. You may have heard something about my upcoming class that I'll be teaching this fall, The Big Books of Continental Philosophy. I'll be teaching this over the internet, and I would like to invite you to join me. If you take this class, you'll be guided through a bit of reading of 9 different authors, including Hegel, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, Kierkegaard, Heidegger, Sartre, Merleau-Ponty, Camus, and Arendt. The reading will be a manageable selection, enough so you can feel that you're really grappling with these weird and often difficult figures. And really, you can read as little or as much as you'd like, because you can listen, in almost all cases here, to the Partially Examined Life episode associated with this reading. There's no homework, there are no tests. It is a discussion-based format. I give a little summary, then we move right to your concerns, your questions, things in the text or points made on the podcast that you notice that you have something to say about or you were just puzzled by. So this is your chance, if you've been listening to us talk about these texts, but not actually diving into them yourself, this is a great opportunity to do so. And even though these are some of the most difficult things to read in philosophy, I do not want you to be afraid, even if you are an absolute beginner. My first experience reading Hegel's Phenomenology was in my very first philosophy class, and it hooked me. It's why I'm still doing this now. So the class will have some newbies, some old hats, maybe revisiting these texts or reading parts of the text that they hadn't read before. It'll be a wonderful mix. We all come to the table with something different, and you'll be able to get a lot out of your fellow participants. Now, this might sound like a kind of a weird way to take a philosophy class. Why don't you just go to an actual institution? Well, this is not experimental anymore. I've done this for 2 semesters via my Core Texts in Philosophy class, which I will offer again. You should not see this course as a continuation or requiring that one as a prerequisite or anything like that. It's just a different set of readings. But using this format that has proven successful, there are many people who took that previous class who are coming back for this one. So I guess they liked it. All right, a little more about that format. There are 9 sessions, each of them on a different author, and they are each spaced 2 weeks apart. So you have that 2 weeks to do whatever reading you want to do. It starts in late August. It ends in mid-December. You will be signed up for a particular session time. There will be definitely not more than 20 people in that session, probably closer to 8 or 10. The sessions are scheduled so that people in different time zones can still do this without it being in the middle of the night or during your work day. If on a given week you cannot make it to your session, you can come to one of the others, or the sessions are recorded so you can just listen to it. Heck, maybe you have a busy week, you don't get around to doing the reading at all. You can just read it and listen to the recording at your leisure at any time in the future. Now, just in case the prospect of being recorded is alarming to you, this is not a podcast. We're not publicly posting them. It's just for you and the other people taking the class to listen to. And I also have some class time at the beginning and the end, which is not recorded. So if you are a little unsure of something that you want to put forward, you can say it there or just reach out to me via email outside of normal class time. And of course, you don't have to talk anyway. Another advantage of the recordings is you'll have access to the other sessions classes, so you can hear what more people have to say about it. There's always different topics, little points covered in one and not in the other. No 2 discussions are ever going to be exactly the same. Now, during those 2 weeks while you're prepping, there will be some study questions for you on the syllabus, and you can get on our Discord and voice some thoughts, share ideas with other students. Now, I'm telling you about this now because I need to finalize when these sessions are going to happen, and I want you to go right now, look at partiallyexaminedlife.com/class. That explains in more detail than I'm giving here what this class is about, and also has the 4 options that are currently on the table for when the sessions will be. Probably only 2 or 3 of those options will happen, so you're going to have to reach out to me and say, this is the session time I would prefer. These others are okay, but not as good. I definitely can't make this one. So you're not yet committing. You're not paying me any money. I just want to know who's interested in what times. Speaking of payment, this is not a free course. It'll take a tremendous amount of preparation on my part. Pieces of my weekend days and other times that I'm sacrificing to be with you. So I'm again, as with previous semesters, charging $300 for the whole course. There are testimonials on partiallyexaminedlife.com/class that say that price is definitely worth it. But if you have a question about that, about the times I'm offering it, about the recording process, I can answer all your questions before you commit yourself. To conclude, I just want to throw out some quotes from last semester students. Molly says, "This was the first philosophy class I've ever taken. Our class has left me with the feelings of success and hunger for more." Renee says, "You know way more about philosophy than most professors. I appreciated how you encouraged students to share and how you expanded on their thoughts." And Ben says, "My goal with taking this course was to get back in the habit of reading philosophy and continue to sharpen my critical thinking skills. I've definitely achieved that." So if you're looking for an option for studying some philosophy, you like our podcast and can stand the sound of my voice, there's less commitment here than going back to school, and I would really like the chance to meet you and hear your ideas. Thanks for your time. It's partiallyexaminedlife.com/class.